This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear. But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's the Purple Pants, it's the Purple Pants, it's the Purple Pants Podcast. You better get your headphones and listen up quick. Ooh. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You better listen in public, might make your stomach hurt. Ooh. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You're trying to unwind, you better get that box wine. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You're trying to get your snack, you better hurry right back though. It's the Purple Pants, it's the Purple Pants.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Purple Pants Podcast. Amazing Race Pit Stop Edition, episode 279, Brock Lee. I serve as your humble and oh so gracious host, Bryce Isaiah, and I thank you for tuning in to this week's episode. If you could be so kind to ensure you are subscribed to the Purple Pants Podcast, we are available anywhere you stream your favorite podcast. Make sure you show some love and share this podcast. And as always, with our pit stop coverage of Amazing Race, you can watch this audio podcast on video. Head over to YouTube, type in Bryce Isaiah, and show some love. We are back this week. Myself and the winner of Amazing Race Season 29, Brooke Cam High, and I are breaking down everything about Episode 2 of Season 35 of The Amazing Race. So listen, let's get into this week's Pit Stop.
Pit Stop. Pit, pit, pit stop. It's a pit stop. Pit, pit, pit stop. It's a pit stop. Pit, pit, pit stop. It's a pit stop. Pit stop. Pit stop. Pit stop.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to your Amazing Race Season 35, Episode 2 coverage of The Pit Stop. I'm Bryce Isaiah, and I'm so excited to be joined by the lovely, the amazing, the winner of Season 29, formerly Miss Brooke Cam High, and not Miss Brooke Campbell, but Miss Brooke Goodwin. Welcome back to the podcast, Brooke.
I mean, ding for you. Everything correct. That was perfection. Loved it. Hello.
I do what I could do for when I could do it and how I could do it for. I'm so excited to be back talking the Amazing Race with you. We just had a long week, right? And first of all, we just have to say shout out to all the listeners on YouTube and to the Purple Pants Posse. Yeah. We appreciate you. But also, like, I feel like we need to shout out the Amazing Racers of Season 35. I feel like this is our biggest coverage yet, where I feel like all of the racers are like showing us love, and we love all of the amazing, amazing racers. Like, they're so amazing. Like, we even got to meet some in person, and it was truly amazing.
Oh, we cute.
We cute.
That green is everything. Oh my God, you pop. It's perfect.
You know, I had to try. I knew Morgan and Greg were coming, and I just have to say they are the most nicest, beautiful human beings ever. Morgan is just like, Morgan is exactly who I thought she would be, amazing, funny, and like Greg is even more amazing and just in person. So I had so much fun meeting them at the Bryce and Wynn welcome party in New York City last week. And yeah, just also just shout out all of the people that are listening. Shout out to our Philly Johns in the building. You know, I love Corey and Rob. But again, I just love this season of Amazing Race because I think the people are amazing and the episodes are super good. What's your take, Brookie?
It's good. It's just, I'm so not used to just being positive all the time. I think not only are you rubbing off on me, but the editing, the tasks, the like just the whole vibe of season, I can't believe I said vibe, of season 35 is awesome. It is back to like its basics. It's with the travel and the flights and just the way it's being shot and the way it's being captured and the fact that we're learning a little bit more about the teams. I mean, I'll find something complain about, I'm sure. But like, I'm not even sure what it is right now because everything is just so good. And I have to say, the thing I love about, it's Survivor 2, but The Amazing Race, because that's the show that I was part of, is everyone is so into just meeting each other and everyone is so kind and everyone is so fun. Like Morgan and Greg, who came out this week, they are just hella fun. Like they were just, and just so happy to be like, I don't know how long they last or how long we're going to watch them, but you know what? Nobody seems to care. Even the people who are already gone are so friendly and just excited to have been a part of it that I mean, it's just such a blessing to be part of like the community of people. This week was especially fun because I got to see so many of my friends and new people who will definitely become friends here in New York City. So, you know, come out, meet us. Fun.
Yes. Nice. And I feel like sometimes Amazing Race doesn't do them justice. Like I knew Morgan was beautiful, but like seeing her in person and radiating and her little jean set. And again, I feel like I created my Zaddy calendar for Survivor. And of course, like, you know, with Lewis, Mr. May, it has grown so much. And I feel like after meeting Greg, I feel like the TV doesn't do Greg justice. Cause I feel like seeing Greg in person, I was like, well, hello, Zaddy. And so, yeah, it's just, I love just the community that we're growing. I love CBS committing and honoring their word of 50% BIPOC. Yeah. And I feel like we are just getting better people. And I feel like the 90 minutes, I was nervous, right? Because sometimes it's like, you know, I always haven't been the biggest Amazing Race fan. But honestly, it's like 90 minutes isn't enough for me. Like, give right. me 2 hours at this point because.
Why stop at two? Give me four. No, please right. don't give me four. It's too much to take notes on. I pause a lot. 90 minutes takes me like 3 hours.
You would be writing a thesis statement if it were 4 hours.
I've got like 10 pages on 90 minutes. I can't imagine. I will say the thing about the 90 minutes is some shows, I won't name the names of those shows, but there are shows where if you go more than an hour or even a half hour, they just feel like they're dragging. It repeats itself. You're seeing the same clips over and over again, blah, blah, blah. But what they're doing so well with The Amazing Race is they are giving you backstory. They are giving you just additional information that we haven't gotten in recent seasons or really, you know, a lot over the course of the series, where you're getting to know the people better, which I think is great because sometimes, especially people online who don't know you at all, will make assumptions about you and who you are outside of the race. And I think that, you know, you're not going to know everything about these people, but you're getting more of a feel of them as humans, as opposed to just characters and people running from one country to the next. So big fan, excited that the entire season is this long.
Yes. And I also feel like with the 90 minutes, it gives the editors a better job of editing because I feel like in previous seasons, it's very obvious who's going home, right? But I feel like from the 90 minutes, you know, in the first 20 minutes, you could feel like, uh-oh, they're in trouble. Then 40 minutes into it, you're like, oh no, it's switching. Then 67 minutes into it, you're like, oh Jesus, what's happening? And then at like 88 minutes, you're like, okay, I kind of figure out maybe they're going home, but I didn't see it in the beginning. And so I love that. And because we love our listeners and our viewers, I was reading some of the YouTube comments. Shout out to y'all. One of our girls from the Purple Pants Posse. She was like, it's so many teams with 13.
It's so and many teams.
It's a lot, but I love it.
Yeah. Oh, me too.
They were asking if we could show some images of the team to help, you know, guide our discussion. So, you know, you ask and deliver.
Yeah.
So listen, let's get into some of these teams.
Let's hope I get them all right. Apologies in advance. Okay, I could do this. You got Greg and John, the brothers, who are currently sitting in third place. You got Rob and Corey, father and son. He is deaf, and his son is a child of a deaf adult. So, yeah, they're great. I love them.
They are amazing. Who else do
we Corey have? Lives in New York, so I'm hopeful that we'll get to meet him at one of the... Yes. He was out of town this week, or I think he would have been at our event. We have your event. Jocelyn and Victor, married couple, grocery store owners. They're so cute with their little
they
heart.
Are.
That would normally make me want to vomit, but they're adorable. You have Liam and Yeremi, brothers, both military or ex-military.
We love. Okay. Sign me
you
up.
You need more months in your calendar.
I do. Because listen, I'm ready to honor and serve. Or okay.
Sign him up for duty. Woo.
We got my Philly Johns, Philly Johns in the building, Philly Johns. Okay.
Andrea and Milena, I'm getting it right now. Apologies for last week. I'm very sorry. Same with Joe and Ian. I also think I reversed them last week. So I'll get it right as the season goes on. I promise. You have Steve and Anna Lee, father and daughter from, I want to say Austin, but definitely Texas. That's Morgan and Lena. Morgan's from New York. Lena's from California. Sisters who say they're like oil and water, but honestly, I think
they've been gelling. Well, listen, call them balsamic vinegar or something because they go good together.
Exactly. You have Todd and Ashley, high school sweethearts, been together for 20 plus years. Robin and Chelsea, who have known each other since, I want to say, seventh grade. They are friends, former bullier and bully. Now friends. Joel and Garrett, armed forces people, known each other a very long time and friends. And Elizabeth, and I scared them off. Elizabeth and Ileana, mother and daughter, although honestly looked like sister and sister. How did you?
And I think you did amazing. So now we know our teams. And again, shout out to the posse for you know, requesting some more info. And we got
you. Ask questions. I like that we answer questions.
Yeah. So yes, let's get into chapter 2 of Brooke's Notes from Amazing Race Season 35, episode 2.
Okay. I didn't mean to cut you off. Please.
No.
Continue.
I was singing.
I like it. Okay. Episode 2, whatever it was. We have 12 teams left. They're staying in Thailand this week, which normally, you know, I don't love when they stay in the same country, but I do love when you see a very different part of the same country. And that's what we saw this time. So first, and I just want to shout out to Alexandra and Sheridan, because I think I might've been a little bit hard on them last week. Was I hard?
I mean, you were broke, but that's fine. I love it. I could see why you, would feel how you feel. But
come to New York. I'll buy you a beer. I'm sorry. So,
but I love them. I mean, I miss them already, but I feel
I do
like
think they'd be fun to watch. Just,
I feel
and
like
the day they made that decision, I would be like, yay, like a proud aunt. I don't know. Okay. Anyway, sorry. Let's go. So we have 5 teams that have a significant lead, and then we have 7 teams that have a significant deficit. Okay, so you have Jocelyn and Victor. They're first out of the gate. They are told to travel by taxi to Nakhon Pathom outside the city. So this is one of 40,000 temples in Thailand. You know, when they say that, you know that means that somebody is going to go to the wrong place, because one in 40,000, somebody's bound to get it wrong.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. So Victor starts talking Laotian again. I feel like this is going to help him this leg. You know, I read online that someone's like, it's not fair when someone speaks the language. And I'm like, just relax.
First of all, if you go on Amazing Race, be world traveled. No multiple languages. No, listen, it's only an advantage. And so I'm sorry.
Or like, come down hard on somebody who's spoken a language their whole life. Like, get over yourself.
That's like going on Amazing Race, Brooke, and somebody being mad that you know how to drive stick shift.
No, right.
Come prepared. Come prepared.
Or it's swim. Amazing race. Or I don't. Or that you're a faster runner than somebody else. I mean,
or like last season, it's like, oh, they're a dancer. They have an advantage because you know last season everybody was a dancer. Okay, I mean everybody but Lewis. Okay, because you don't. Okay.
I mean, he was pretty good. I mean, he was pretty good. I mean, with Michelle being his wife, she's been easy to like. You know, she's taught him some moves in the past. Okay, so. They talk about how they're celebrating 20 years together. I'm cheering for the Gen Xers because we're the same generation. And then the thing that I love this season, because sometimes they stopped doing it, and I hope they do it the entire season, is they will tell you the time the first team starts, and they'll give you the start times for all of the teams. So we get to see, and I'm told that this season, there are a lot of times where it's going to be very, very close at the mat. Like people are on the mat when the next last team gets there. So it's, you know, the editing, how we talked about, you know, we can sort of tell it's a little bit darker, you know, they're playing with us. I think there's going to be a lot of races to the mat. So I'm excited for that. Anyway, Rob and Corey, 8 minutes later. So not that far off. They talk about how they're best friends. They have a calmness within them that I strive to have and fail to have on the regular. I think I would like to embody them a bit more. Then 10 minutes after that. Oh, sorry.
No, I was going to say it's funny because their calmness, but it is, although Rob may be deaf, out of Corey and Rob, Rob is by sure the loud one, right?
Like,
I feel like his energy, his life, like it just radiates through the screen. And I just love it. Like, I mean, don't get me wrong. I love Corey, right? Like, shout out to Corey. But Corey, your dad might be climbing up my list of like my favorite people this season because it's just like there is a calmness about them, right? I think that Corey brings the zen and the calm, and I feel like Rob bring the party, Rob bring the let's go. So I
agree. When he's signing, like everyone's passing us, like right. I feel like I can feel him screaming through the sign language, and I like the energy that he brings. It's a little bit of Brooke energy with the, why are we not moving? Anyway, okay, right. So 10 minutes after that, you have John and Greg, the brothers. They talk about how they got directions before they left the pit start. I'm going, oh, so smart. Very, very smart. Except they got directions to the wrong temple. So
here's my thing. Somebody.
Yeah.
So whose fault is that? Is that the racer's fault or is that the taxi's fault? And is it really your fault because you need to make sure that you are telling them and they know where you're going? But I feel like in that heat of the moment when it's like, we got to go. Do you know where this is? Let's go.
I think it sort of depends. Did you go up to your taxi driver and pronounce the place of where you're going and not pronounce it right? Was it written phonetically? Was it written? It was written in English. So I will say that when we went to Vietnam, it was the hardest place to communicate. And that's our fault. I mean, I should speak Vietnamese. I don't. So it's on me. But it was their Asian languages are so much harder because there's if you go Spanish, Italian, all of those languages have like a root that's the same. When you get into the Asian languages, it's so hard to communicate if you don't have a background in any of those languages. So I can't really blame them. People, you know, it's lost in translation. It's a thing that happens. So I'm glad that they were in the front group. I'm glad that they had a lead because while they did go to the wrong place, they ultimately got to where they wanted to go and it didn't really cost them. So that's what's happening with them. Morgan and Lena were 11 minutes after that. They let us know that the express pass needs to be used by leg 4. In my season, it was by leg 5. Then they say, we hope to wait till leg 4 to use it, which of course makes me believe, oh crap, they're going to have to use it today because foreshadowing.
Right.
But they don't. I like that the race is messing with me a little bit because I think I know exactly what's going to happen and I don't. I like when I don't know. I like when I'm surprised. And then you have Todd and Ashley who are like 5 minutes later, they're confident, they're relaxed. And then she goes, but that could change quickly. I really like them. They have grown on me so much in just 2 episodes. Not that I didn't like them to begin with, but when he's joking around on the tightrope and I'm like, just focus. I think they have a new focus and I like that.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2.
We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, so they get to the roadblock. Jocelyn and Victor are first. I'll say that this episode, I think only one team actually moved positions from where they started the leg at. I didn't feel like it was so linear. There were so many lead changes as the episode went on, and yet it still sort of worked out to the same as how it started. But I felt that it was great. You could see the teams were seeing each other. They were passing. They were getting this one's in front, this one's behind. And it was a really, really good one. So it says, who has a green thumb? What you have to do is become a lotus farmer. Okay, so wade through murky, muddy water filled with lizards and catfish those catfish were massive. And create 2 bundles of bulbs of similar size that are not in bloom, wrapped in leaves, in this formation of 3, then 4, then 3. Very specific, and have it wrapped in bamboo ties, right? So I will say, the other thing is, I like that they showed us there were these humongous lizards, like monitor lizards, like swimming through the water. And it reminded me when our first leg, we were in Panama, right? And we had to do this kayaking roadblock. And they had crocodiles in the water, which I didn't know until after the fact, right? And so some of the teams were capsizing. We did not, thank goodness. But they called the challenge at dusk. And we were told, you know, it was for like safety purposes. And, it, you know, there was it timed out. But it turns out the crocodiles start to get active at dusk. And so it was safety. They had to stop the 2 teams that were still there and not let them finish the challenge so as to not become crocodile food. So this,
did they end up getting a penalty for that? Or like what happened? How did they?
What happened was, yes, the first leg of my race was a little bit wonky because the team one team finished first, and then there was a penalty because they didn't finish that challenge. But I still stand by, they couldn't finish that challenge because the challenge was stopped due to darkness. But that team, another team got lost, more lost than that team. And so whatever, but they did call it off. I have a thing, I don't know how you feel about this, against like water where you can't see what's beneath you. I don't know.
I'm a Pisces, so I love water. But I feel like on some of the teams, when they were like, I hope it's not any crocodiles, and then they show that crocodile. Yeah, that's a little scary. Now, I might have liked the catfish bumping up against my booty a little bit here and there. Like, ooh, okay, nice little surprise. But that would have scared me. For this challenge, though, I had my Brooke Goodwin hat on, right? Because immediately when the episode starts and they're showing them, before they even said the roles, I was like, I paused it because I was like, this has to be important about how the roles are put together. So I immediately, in my mind, I'm playing a race with them, right? So I immediately was like, this is going to be important, not just like putting it together and getting it tight. But I was like, look at Brooke in my mind when I'm watching this. Another hilarious part for me was like, as the teams were getting there, and of course, when everybody gets in their taxi, they're like, go faster. We got to go fast. We got to go fast. Child Rob was like, those cars are going fast. We're not going fast. And mind you, I love how Corey's just like, Rob
He's
was
so
like,
chill.
He needs to speed it up. I'm like, Rob, I am with you.
Agree. This, I can feel like he's yelling through the screen, and I like that. I'm very, very into it. And dare I say, I think Bryce is becoming a super fan of The Amazing Race. He is studying the tape. You are studying the tape. I mean, as a super fan, would
you? The leaf would have got me, though, because I was unsure about how you actually get the leaves. And some of those leaves on those teeth.
I think they started giving it after a while.
Garrett and
Joel.
Joel. And was it Joel that did the race? Joel that did it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, when Garrett, he put his bouquet, I was like, yeah. Garrett, where's the rest of the leaf? Like, Garrett was like, I was like, oh my God, but okay.
So at this point, the rest of the teams are just starting to take off, right? So Steve and Annalie, it's their last hurrah to do thing. This is a father-daughter, Joel and Garrett. They're staying positive. Their driver doesn't understand a word they're saying. And the driver's laughing. They're laughing at the driver laughing. Who's laughing at them? It was just, they're very cute. This is where Greg and John arrive at the wrong temple. So they did lose some of their lead, but they do challenges quickly. So then you have Liam and Yeremi, who are still grateful and positive, and you think it would annoy me, but it doesn't because I really like them. Joe and Ian, sorry that I messed them up last week. And I think this week, I think when you go to certain countries, you know that there's, especially if you're there two legs in a row, there's bound to be different types of tasks. So I think there's going to be something very physical today. They seem very physically capable. They're buff. And so I figure, oh, they're going to do really well. There's going to be some physical challenge. And then you have Andrea and Milena. Again, sorry, I missed you up. Milena is so excited and so excitable. And they just make me smile. And they get in a pink taxi. I just think all of the things line up.
I was like, did they plan that? I was like, how are they the only ones in a pink taxi? Okay. When you're from Philly, you get what you want. Okay.
But that's smart because if they have taxis to choose from, choose the pink one. You're not going to lose them. Easier to find, easier to pick out of a crowd. Then you have Robin and Chelsea. I still don't have much to say yet. I'm reserving judgment, but I want to say good things, and I feel like I can. And then Elizabeth and Ileana, they're doing well. They're positive to be in the back. I think it's so hard to stay positive when you're last, and I don't feel like they're starting negatively, which I give them so much credit for because that is not easy to do. Right. So, back at the roadblock, poor Jocelyn. Jocelyn has a smile on her face, even when she's stressing. And then she starts to do what I do, which is just, she doesn't shut up. She just keeps talking and she's trying to talk herself through. And she's, Victor's family's going to be disappointed in me because they do this all the time. And I'm a disgrace and all this. And then this sweet, sweet woman just loses her shoe in the muck. She's one of like four people who lose the shoe. And the whole time she feels like she's letting Victor down. And 12 tries later, she gets through 12 tries and still gets out there in first. So, you know, they're very good with directions. And it's probably a testament to the fact that they speak the language or a variation of the language here. Yeah.
You know, at some of these stops, right, I'm very critical because I feel like For instance, last time at the sword thing, I felt like when the boyfriends got there and they did their sword, I felt like they weren't perfect, right? But they gave them enough leeway. And I feel like sometimes if you do it enough times, they're like, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. I think that happened a little bit here, too.
You think so? I think the ladies that were running this one were like, no. I felt like they were the strictest here, and I loved it. But also, I could just, like, again, when all of the teams start arriving, and you can see the frustration set in, because it's like, I'm not 1,000% sure how to actually do this. And I also thought, like, when Greg got there, Greg said, again, first of all, Greg and Corey, I mean, maybe I'm a little biased, maybe, whatever. I thought he was so smart, right? Because sometimes there is not an advantage to getting there first, right?
Exactly.
While Greg was putting his bouquet together, he was watching when people were getting denied, because they was getting denied left and right, because that lady was not playing. She like, listen, I got to sell these bouquets, and we ain't just doing this for Amazing Race. And Greg was picking up on that it like wasn't tight enough. I think he focused in on the order and like how the leaf around it. So it's like, again,
it's like you've read my notes, man. Like you're getting very, very intuitive with this. Super fan. I think that's really important. And it's true. Sometimes there's a demonstration. It behooves you to be first because they start the demonstration when the first person gets there. But if everyone is there and you're able to watch people turn in their product, and he's saying, I'm listening, I'm paying attention, not only to what I'm doing, but what's wrong with other people's. And that is very smart. And he jumped two teams. And I think that's how he was able to do it. He got it in like three tries, as opposed to 16 tries. We're 16 tries up in here. Oh, Ashley got it in 15 tries. Poor Ashley. And testament to Ashley, she was getting frustrated, but she wasn't getting angry. Channeled her frustration really, really well. Oh yeah.
I would have been cussing somebody out. Another funny thing for me is that like when there are multiple teams, they're doing it. They're like, I know our partners have to be back,
yes,
being so frustrated. Not they out there feeding the catfish and they're just having a good time. Corey just throwing the stuff in there and looking amazing. Now, mind you, I noticed something while all the teams were there. Todd and Ashley, right? I'm looking at them, right? Because there is a funny, jokey, hee-hee about them, but there also is a competitive nature in Todd. And I don't know if you caught when they were like at the catfish fishing them. Todd was like, you give me that express pass, I'll eat all of this.
Yeah.
And I felt like it was a jokey, but I I feel like, yeah, he like, and so I love that competitiveness. Like, I love that jokiness, but it's like, hey, like he's in the race nonstop. Like, don't let that fool you. And again, like I said, he is that soccer dad. You know how, like, you know, when I have children and my children are going to be in a lot of different things, I'm going to be in the soccer stand, sipping a little mimosa and a cup, just, you know, go ahead, kids, have fun. Todd is the dad that is running up.
Oh, yeah, he's up and down. Like, the
he is, he's up and down. He yelling at the other kids. He yelling at his kids. He yelling at the referee. Right?
Yeah, the other you team, missed right, it. The what team, are you, blind? Right. Yeah, I can just...
The other team wins. The game was so good. He over there celebrating with the other team. The son is like, Dad. So, like, I just... there's something about Todd's, like, energy that I feel like is going to be beneficial for him in the race, because I feel like when I go to other countries, you know, I'm a world traveler. I've been to Thailand. I've been a lot of places. But I love to, like, I always, like, try to learn four phrases, right? Like, hello, thank you, how much is? Them four phrases can get me anywhere I need to go. And I also love when you go to touristy places and, like, you know, like, a bottle of juice is, you know, regularly 99 cents. But at the touristy places, they, like, $55. I love a good haggle. I mean, I love to haggle, right? Like, that's all I got. Then I love the dramatics of it, because then it's like, you're like, okay, well, 10 peso. And they're like, no, I can't do that. Then you walk away and then they follow you. And then they're like, okay, here you go. Like, I feel like that is going to be tied in this game. And I feel like it might hurt them, but I feel like there's going to be a leg, mark my words, timestamp this, that that energy is going to come in and help so much.
I hope you're, I mean, honestly, even if it's something I don't need, if it's like a purse that I don't need a purse and it was like started at $200 and I was like, I got $80. This is what I got. And I get it for $80. I didn't waste $80. I saved $120. Like, that's how I feel. You are speaking my language. I enjoy a haggle so much. Like, a deal is my favorite thing in the world. Love a deal.
You need to bring that the more haggling spirit to you, the United States. Because I want to walk into the Christian Dior store and be like, $37,000? Well, I got $20. Right. What can I get? You show me. Like, there'll be like security.
We will show you the door. Thank you.
Good day. Okay.
Anyway, I think it's a testament to the editors too, where Ashley and Greg are like, our partners are probably so worried. And cut to Corey being like, 20 baht to anyone who'll get a catfish right out of their hand. Like, it's just, it was very cute. They did a great job of editing this test.
And
yeah,
it's not just Todd, right? Because when Greg was leaving, Ashley was like, don't get too comfortable. Yep. I'm right behind you. I was like, oh, I was like, let me find out Ashley is that mom with Todd on the side of the soccer team.
Oh, yeah. They're pushing each other up. Agree. And you know what? I like it because that can come across very like, I don't know, not a good way. But no, it's endearing. I enjoy it. You can tell they're actually getting along. I'm again, look at this. Okay. Here's my gripe. Brooke's gripe. I am looking for, I'd like a little bit more drama. I think it'll come. I think there's bound to be a point where somebody rubs somebody the wrong way, especially with so many teams. And I'm excited for it. I don't want anybody to be mean, but I do like a little bit more conflict. It's all very kumbaya right now, but we'll get there, I'm sure. Okay. So Rob is doing this challenge. He's very calm. He's very methodical. He gets in like 5 tries. And so this shows you what a lead Jocelyn had, because she did 12 tries and came out first. Rob, 5 tries, came out second. So she had some real time. Lena gets in there. First of all, what is with the spider? She does not want to get in the water. I feel for her. She's like, there are spiders. I'm not liking this. But you know what? She pushes through. She just does it. This girl has some real chutzpah. Like, she's just got nerve that I think I wouldn't mind the lizards. I actually don't mind the crocodiles. It's the spiders for me. It's the spiders for me. Like, a little tiny spider, I wouldn't have been able to pick up don't look at me like that. I have a fear. I don't mind the big, I had a pet lizard. Like, I don't mind, they don't bother me.
I don't mind lizards either, but I'm going to stay away from the crocodiles and alligators.
I'm not going to go stick my hand in his mouth, but I don't have the same fear. Like, it's more likely to kill me probably, but I don't know. It's phobias. Anyway, then you have Ashley. Todd is so cute before she goes. He's so supportive. You can do this. And that's really all you can say to your partner to roadblock. You can't give advice. You're not allowed to help. Now, they're not watching them, so you can't really give help on the task. But all you can really say is, you've got this. Stay calm. You're great. And that's exactly what he did. And I like the fact that he doesn't say, stay calm, but, or you're great, but. He doesn't qualify it. So I feel like
they're learning. But is coming, though.
Maybe. I feel like they did a great job this time. Ashley, although it took her 15 tries and she fell to 6th place, just kudos to her, because I feel like she did a very good job of staying zen, or as zen as you can possibly stay given the situation. Okay, so then the second group starts showing up and Ashley is still there. So we have Steve, who does it. He does one bundle. He's watching every, he does one bundle. I'm going to say it. Feel free to say it with me. Read your clue. Like, this is not difficult. He goes, I don't get it. What am I doing wrong? Like, hi, here, I don't understand. So he does it. He gets it wrong. He gets it all wrong. Like, he has the formation wrong, the ties wrong, the leaves wrong, the blooming's wrong. Read your clue.
Yeah,
I don't understand. He takes him 12 tries and he's still out before Ashley. So, poor Ashley. Garrett gets there, falls right in the water. But he has a good sense of humor about it. I'm laughing because he's laughing. I'm into it. Love that you put on a fanny pack.
Oh, listen, because you got to keep your eye on this.
That's smart, because Garrett and Joel do not. And they leave it there. He does it pretty quickly. They do it in 6 tries, but then they forget their fanny pack. There are like 3 cardinal rules on this race.
Forget your
passport or your fanny pack. You need your documents. Read your clue. My mom listens to this, so read your clue. I mean, I'm going to reserve the third rule because there are a couple of additional rules, and I don't want to just say that it's three. I think you should wear it like that because that you'll not forget it that way.
At all times.
I mean, I agree. I read your clue and don't forget your fanny pack.
Sorry, before we go to the third rule. Please. So something like with keeping your fanny pack, because you know, I'm always about placing blame somewhere, right? So is it the racer that is completing the race? Or is it the racer that is feeding the goldfish that should be more responsible for like making sure that we have everything when we leave this stop?
We ran with one. We didn't know each other. So we had two backpacks, but we had one fanny pack and we kept our passports together the entire time. But also, if you're going on a task like this, there are certain tasks where you're going off. You think you might need money, like the market challenge. You're not going to need anything from that fanny pack. Hand it to your partner. Don't put it down somewhere where you might leave it. Adrenaline is pumping. You're going to forget. Hand it to your partner and go. And if you're the partner, honestly, I kind of feel like it's your responsibility to like figure out where it is, make sure you have everything while your partner is out there doing the thing. Maybe don't worry less about feeding the catfish and more about knowing where your documents are. Because if you don't have your passport, that's it. Your race is over. And that's a crappy way to go. That's a really crappy. Yeah, that's not good.
Has a team ever left the race because they lost their passport?
Yes, they have multiple times. Mm-hmm. There was a team, I mean, a couple of times. It happened once where a passport was left on an airplane and they couldn't go back on to get it. So they had to get an emergency passport from the embassy. It's happened. Passports have been lost. Passports ended up in a cab and the cab driver left. And it's happened a handful of times where teams have gone because they lost a passport. And you can get to the pit stop. That's as far as you can go. But if you don't have your passport to start the next leg, you can't continue. Mm-hmm. On my season, actually, there's a team, Beck and Floyd, known as Team Fun. Shout out Beck and Floyd. Hi. In the third leg of the race, Floyd left his passport in a taxi. And they checked in. They didn't have their passport. They had to find their taxi driver. Thank heavens that taxi driver realized the passport was in his backseat, came back to the pit stop and ran into Becca and Floyd. And Floyd was, he went to go hug the driver, but in the country you were in, you're not allowed to show emotion like that outwardly. And so he was like, thank you. And like, it was just a very cute moment where he was like, just so elated because the driver saved their game when he left the passport in the cab. So yeah, that can happen. You don't ever want to go out like that. So at this point, Liam and Yeremi also go to the wrong temple. I think it's the same wrong temple that John and Greg went to. And then you have Ian. Ian, who does this one, his boat stalls out on the way to the Lotus Farm. He also loses a shoe and he's sort of complaining a little bit that you need to go further out to get the bulbs. You're in the back. The smart people are going to go to the close bulbs when they get there. That's just a hazard of being in the back of the pack. So, but he does it quickly. Five tries. He gets out of their eighth. Then you have Milena, who is just, she's squealing in the water and ooh, this and ooh, that. And she's cursing, but it's funny because she seems to still be in good spirits. She has a little bit of a Brooke moment, which I can appreciate. Because it's such a bad feeling to sit there and watch people leave. It's so just deflating. I had that moment in Africa and it's deflating to just watch people come and go. And you're like, it's hard. And so it takes her 11 tries and she gets out of there 11th. And then you have Robin who, you know, I felt for Robin who things are swimming up against her. I'd be way more jumpy than she was, but she really, 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 really struggles. And she's watching everyone come and go. Yeremi comes, even though they went to the wrong place. Four tries, in and out. They did great. And Elizabeth comes, and with 10 tries, she still gets out before Milena and Robin. And I do like this. I like that as Elizabeth comes back, you have Andrea, who's a non-participating member of the team, who's clapping and genuinely feels like she's clapping and saying, good job, guys. Like, the sportsmanship is really, really nice. Even not knowing where your partner is and knowing that, you know, you're falling further to the back of the pack. So I did like to see that little moment. I don't want drama all the time. I do like good sports and I feel like the Philly Johns are good sports. So shout out to them.
They're good sports, but they're competitive. And I think we get to see it specifically in the market. And I'm like, y'all thinking, because that's the Philly thing to do is think, but we'll get there when we get there.
Well, let's get there. So you have to, after the roadblock, you have to travel to this elephant, put a coin in an elephant, crawl under the elephant. I don't know. I don't know if this is like an actual good luck thing or they just wanted to make people crawl under an elephant. Jocelyn and Victor get there first, because when do they not get there first? Todd tells Ashley how sexy she looks and how great she did with no butt. And I like that. I legitimately write down not enough people are freaking out because I would like a little bit more of that, but that's just my personal preference. And then we get to the detour, which this week is stock up or scoop up. And this is where I think Joe and Ian are going to have a really easy time because there's a physical task. So in stock up, you have to pick up a shopping list from a restaurant. There they are. Use these baskets and a handcart to buy items on a list from this huge market, exchange your food for a clue, and the items on the list are written phonetically in English. Now, I think that they did this because in my season, because I think everything is about, but legitimately think this one might have been related to that. So in my season, we're in Zanzibar. We have to go to a market. We have to use our own money to buy 10, a dozen items on a list, and then bring them to the ladies outside the market and exchange them for our clue. Our items were written in local language. So we couldn't really read them, but the locals could. So you find a local who's super helpful and they help you gather everything that you need. It was a great hack for that task. It was awesome. Here, the problem is you can read it out loud, but if you're pronouncing it wrong, they're not going to know what you're saying. And there's a little bit of a struggle there. So
I did have a bit of a Brooke gripe moment because I felt like in hearing the directions, it was written phonetically and that I thought the directions were that like you can only read it to them.
Was written in English. So unless you find an English speaker in the market, showing it to them is not really going to make a difference.
Okay, I got it wrong because I thought the instructions were like they're written phonetically so that you can say it, but you can't like show them the list. Like you have to say it to them. That's what I thought, because then I was like, but I see all the teams showing them the list.
I mean, I might have missed it, but I think it was written phonetically so you can say it. So you can say it to them. But if you don't speak English and I'm showing you English letters, and I mean, I don't speak Greek and we went to Greece and you could show me all the Greek letters you want and say it to me in Greek. And I don't know what letter corresponds to. It's not going to make a difference. So I think that's why it was a little bit more interesting. You couldn't just go to one person, hand them your list and have them give you all of your ingredients. This was, you could hand them your list, not going to know what the ingredients are. You can say the list. And if you're saying it wrong, and you know, you're sort of in a little bit of trouble. So the other detour is scoop up, where you have to load a boat with pomelos and bring them to a dock and put them in baskets and you get your clue after filling up 5 rather large baskets with pomelos. So which one would you do?
So I think automatically I don't know. This one's a hard one, right? Because I feel like I would have just wanted to do the physical one and get it over with. But I think that I would have thrived in the market, right? So this one is like, I don't know. I might have ended up like the mother and daughter where it's like, let's do the pomelos, but then we end up at the market and then we'll make the best of it. But I think reading this, I think I would have opted for the pomelos because I would imagine that I'm like physically fit enough that that's something that I could do. But seeing the episode, I would have been amazing at the market.
It's so funny that you say that because they never know. Like if you only go to one, you'd never. I thought it was very cool to watch my season of the show because there are things that people did that I didn't even know existed on my race. So there were other halves of detours that I was like, oh, that was actually really cool. Maybe we should have done that one, but right. We never even knew it existed. So you wouldn't know what, you don't get to know what the other one is, but I think the market would have been where I would have gone to immediately. I think that's where I would have ended up. But I do think you're right. And one like this, if they take you to the wrong place, the mother and daughter, Elizabeth and Ileana, they're smart. They choose correctly. And if something goes wrong, they roll with it really, really well. Because there are teams, I think, that would have been like, no, wrong one. Wasted their time. So I think I liked what they did. So with stock up, Jocelyn and Victor gravitate to that immediately. Speaking the language or, you know, a dialect is so valuable here. They own a grocery store. He says they sell most of these products in their grocery store. I mean, I think it's funny because I maintain that if you're on the race, there will be a task for you at some point. I mean, I sang opera through college in Italian and we had to sing opera in Italian in Italy. If you last long enough, you'll find there was a rock climber on my season and we had to climb a rock face. Their task for them just happened to be in leg 2. But I do, I mean, there's been seasons with Olympic ice skaters and they end up at an Olympic stadium having to skate. Like, it will happen. Surfers have to surf. There will be something for you at some point. Theirs just happened to be really, really early. So they do that. They're in, they're out, they're done. They're first. You know they're going to be first. There's no question. Except you have Rob and Corey who go to scoop up. They are so even keeled. Like, I wonder if I'm going to know. I think I am going to know if they're mad, because I think I will know if Rob is mad. I don't think I'll ever even know if Corey's right. mad.
Corey's just always so smiling.
Right. And I think that's funny, because normally, you know, someone's mad if they're raising their voice and what. But yeah, just with the feverishness that I think he's going to sign with, you can just tell and feel his emotions through the screen, which I love. So they end up, they're in second place, but it's close. And then you have Greg and John. It's Pomelo. It was just bugging me. They were calling him Pomelos. I don't know why. I shouldn't be annoyed by that. Who knows? Maybe they've never had a Paloma or a drink that has grapefruity type fruit in it. They were going to switch. They got there and like, we don't see any. They were going to switch. And I go, no. Just
keep going.
They turn a corner and they go, oh, yeah, this place is lousy with Pomelos. Great. We're good. So they stay and I exhale because I'm like, switching might cause you a real problem. Greg falls in the water, but they end up doing really, really well, and they're out third. Then you have Lena and Morgan, who are working so well together. Oil and water, no. Mm-mm. Balsamic vinegar and oil. I think they're absolutely right. Balsamic dressing, these two. They're doing great. Todd and Ashley, meanwhile, have gone to the market. And I think this is what you were talking about earlier with how their energy and how their like just way of talking to each other and interacting with people, I think it's going to be really a valuable asset for them on the race.
I agree. You'll go to places. Sometimes you'll go to places and you're like, I don't really want to be a tourist, right? Like, I want to like, when you go to other places, you shouldn't give off tourist vibes. You should, you know, try to fit in. But I feel like in this essence, it was just like, listen, I'm not saying this right. I know I'm not saying this right. Like, I think the more theatrics, the more fun that you have can only help. And it seemed like they had a crew, like, you know, helping them. So I felt like their energy, you're right, kind of was like infectious, and it like helped them excel in this.
And to that point, they had a crew. So I actually think this is another task where if you didn't get there first, it actually benefited you, because you know the people who were in that market saw the teams that came before you,
right,
and know what ingredients those teams needed. And if you got someone who was helping one of those teams around you, they were going to be able to help you a lot more quickly. So I think if you're in the middle of the pack here, I think that actually behooved Todd and Ashley a lot. They end up in fifth at this point because someone had been through before them who spoke the language, who was able to communicate, who knew exactly what they needed. And I think this is something that Andrea and Milena did really, really well. When they were in there with Elizabeth and Ileana, they're like, I'll have what she's having. I want that. I'll take that too. Give me the same thing. And I think that was really smart. You know, there's nothing against, you know, working off somebody else's hard work.
But also the Philly Jones, when they were in close proximity, right, they was like, put in the bag. We don't want them to see what we got. Put like, and it's that, like, it's those little subtle things that, like, I love the competitive. And I also think, like, the brothers, Greg and
John,
when they were at the Elephant Temple, I think that they saw the sisters coming and they were like, we don't want them to see us. Like, yes, like, I love little stuff, like, not shady, same, but competitive. Same. And it's like, you never know what that 3, 4 second, 5 minutes will. It could ultimately be the end of your race or you going on to the next level. So I love
right.
it. And so,
and given how close this season, these teams are and checking right. out. Yeah. Every minute counts.
And although they're still kumbaya right now, I feel like we're seeing these subtle little nuances that let us know that, like, there are some players amongst the bunch that are, like, not, they ready to play. So I love it. Put it in the bag. Don't let them see.
Right, exactly. And then, so hopping back to Scoop, you have Steve and Annalie. They fall into the trap. So you have to fill up 5 baskets. So, like, let's fill up our boat so much that we don't have to worry about it. Now, the smarter thing to do, I thought about hopping out of my boat and just I was like, great, now fill the boat and push the entire, don't put our weight in the boat, just fill the boat with Pomelos. Like, I don't know, because sometimes there are additional comments that you don't see on TV that says you must stay in the boat at all times unless you fall out. Like, there may have been that. They may not have been allowed to just walk the boat, but the water wasn't that deep. So if it was allowed, I'm going, just fill the boat and push the boat. But they drown. I was going to say they sink. They didn't drown. Thank God they're still with us. Anyway, good in theory, bad in execution. It's fine. But she is a beast. She is carrying the baskets by herself. Cut to Joe and Ian, who are like big, strong, buff guys. They're carrying the baskets together and they're like, oh, it's so heavy. Anna Lee is like, I'm here. I've got this. Do by myself. She is an animal, like in the best possible way. A big fan. So Joe and Ian get out of their seven. They do fine. I think they're going to be great. They don't fly as fast as I think they're going to fly, but they stay positive, which is good. You have Liam and your Remy who get there. Their area is just, you know, lousy with pomelos. They're keeping very quiet. They're doing this competitive thing, so nobody knows where the big stock of pomelos are in their very pomelo-y place. And they end up in eighth at this point. And then Joel and Garrett show up. I want more of them. I thought that we were going to get a little bit more of their backstory this week, and we didn't. I hope we get more of it next week. And I actually feel the same way about Robin and Chelsea who show up. Even though they know they're in the back, they're still enjoying the beauty that I think they should enjoy it a little bit faster, but they keep calm and they somehow jump a spot because while they're doing the physical challenge, you have Andrea and Milena and Elizabeth and Eliana who end up at the market doing the other challenge. Andrea and Milena are pushy. They're funny. They're haggling for their change. They are neck and neck with Elizabeth and Eliana. I cheer when they get it. Go ahead.
That's how you know they from Philly, right? I ain't hear no other team talk about where my change at. Okay, listen. I was like, yes, get your change.
But it's really smart. And the task that I was telling you about in Zanzibar, we had to use our leg money to purchase things in the market, and two teams ran out of money and had to go back to vendors and be like, I need change. And they were like, and had to like haggle for change back. I didn't know how much money these teams had on them at this point. And I worried in the beginning that Victor and Jocelyn were going to run out of money. They're like 40,000 this. And they're like, okay, no problem. And I'm like, oh, no. Like, work it out for less because you don't know how much they're going to charge you for things. And then you have Elizabeth and Eliana, who, like we said, didn't waste time going back to the other detour. They are told no when they hand in their baskets, and they don't know what the no is for because they didn't mark things off as they went and write down, well, this, and this is broccoli, and this is durian, and this is whatever. So they have a little bit of trouble, and I think that's what ends up. They're in ninth, then they're in 10th, then they're in 11th, and then they race to the finish, and it turns out, you know, not good for them. So this pit stop, which is gorgeous, I'm going to say Swan Sam Prawn, I think. It's a 50-acre oasis. It's a garden on a calm river. I want to go there. I want to go to there. That looks like a dream vacation for me. Vacation. I don't want to run around and jump in the water and be eaten by catfish, personally. So Jocelyn and Victor get there first. They get $2,000 each. He makes a comment about how with age comes wisdom. I'm cheering for the people in their 40s. You know, I feel very good about them. And then you have Rob and Corey again in second place. They just make me smile. Greg and John, even though they went to the wrong place, race smart and they're in third. You have Lena and Morgan, the sisters you have Team Balsamic Vinaigrette, who are Team Four. Then you have Todd and Ashley, who I thought they were going to argue a lot, but they're doing great. Team Five. Steve and Spider Monkey are Team Six. She's fantastic, Annalie. Then you have Joe and Ian, Liam and Yuremi. They jumped a couple. I think they're the only team that actually switched a spot and jumped a team. Then you have Joel and Garrett, Andrea and Milena. You know, I wonder if the market was further away from the pit stop than the scoop up, because it seemed that they finished before teams that were at the other side, but you have to make your way to the pit stop and it's a risk you take. Then Robin and Chelsea, and unfortunately, Elizabeth and Ileana. I'm actually sad to see them go. They walk off hand in hand. They're very, very, nobody's blaming anyone. She says she can't get mad at her daughter. She's a little version of herself. And I actually was wishing we could see some more of them, but I think they did great. And I think they really, really enjoyed the experience. So
I think they did great as well. With this season, I don't know if I'm going to be content when anyone goes home, because I feel like these are the second team that I wanted to see more of and that I loved their dynamic. And I loved this episode. I think it was Ileana who really kind of took charge. She was like, you should have been writing this down. We like, you know, like, and I love those dynamics. And I love the fact that, because first of all, if that was my mom, right? My mom would have slapped me on Amazing Race right then about who you talk to. But I love the fact that the mom was able to, like, you know what, receive this. Like, I love when you see the role reversals, right? Like, where you, the non-traditional roles where, like, the daughter is stepping up. I also love with the first place winners of this race, I loved how last episode, Victor was kind of like, you know, maybe the weak link that episode. But this episode, he was the stronger
Shine.
One. And I like how, you know, he didn't do what I would have done, but I would have, you know, rubbed it in their face. But, you know, Victor kind of was just like, I think he blew her that kiss. And, you know, always forgiven. So
they're
I love all
cute.
Of them. They really are.
They really are. Really I will are. Say, I don't, I mean, she, Jocelyn, when she finished that roadblock with one shoe and just sort of like slogged off the dock with one shoe, I mean, she's doing well in her own right. I will say the one thing that I found really, really great, sort of my last thought before we say next week on The Amazing Race, is there have been very few mother-daughter teams. And I think that there is sort of a stigma against women as they get to be in their 50s or their 60s, that they're slower, that they're weaker. And, you know, you're probably slower than you were in your 20s. But I think Elizabeth did such a good job. And I want to like clap to her because I think she showed The Amazing Race that they should have this dynamic more. There should be more mothers with their grown children. I'm not talking mothers of, you know, in their 30s. I'm talking mothers in their 50s, in their 60s, who can do it. And she rocked everything. There was no point where I thought she was the mother. I just thought she was a competitor. And so I think they should cast this dynamic a whole lot more because mothers are strong in their 50s, in their 60s. And I think that that is a very, very good archetype to cast on the race because they were a joy to watch. So anyway, that's, you know, thanks for coming to my TED Talk. Next week, apparently, the airport drama is back and I am living for it. We see Jocelyn and Victor. What you see is, oh, so we're last. Like you cut to them. Something's gone horribly wrong. They've made a terrible mistake. I don't know what it is yet. But I'm like, they're in the back. I don't, what's happened? And I cannot wait to see what that thing is. So while it might not be with me, Bryce, because I might be off the grid for 1 week, I will be excited to discuss it the next time.
Well, we'll have to tune in next week and see what happens. But this has been your Pit Stop with Brooke and Bryce covering Amazing Race Season 35, Episode 2. Before we go, Brooke, where can the people follow you at if they want more of the former Cam High, but the good win?
They should just come to my apartment and we can have a cup of... No, don't do that. Facebook is me, my name. And then Instagram is The Real B Cam High. Come say hi if you're on the show, if you want to be on the show, if you know, you think I said everything wrong, feel free to tell me. Those are the people who tell me more than anything else. I enjoy it and bring it on. So thank you so much. This is, as always, the most fun. I cannot wait to do the next 11 episodes. I love it's an extended season of The Amazing Race with you. And as always, you look fabulous.
I try to do what I can do. Well, this has been your Pit Stop.
It's the Purple Pants. It's the Purple Pants. It's the Purple Pants podcast. You better get your headphones and listen up quick. Ooh. It's the Purple Pants podcast. You better listen in public. Might make your stomach hurt. Ooh. It's the Purple Pants podcast. You're trying to unwind. You better get that box wine. It's the Purple Pants podcast. You're trying to get your snack. You better hurry right back, though. It's the Purple Pants. It's the Purple Pants.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say. Your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.